it's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where we do our best for the past 8 years now to help people understand how truly complex we are as human beings. So we all understand that we have a physical body, or at least we should, and we have an emotional component to that body. I think everyone is quite familiar with their ups and their downs and happy days, sad days, angry days, etc. In addition to that, we have the learning part, the mental or intellectual portion of who we are. And then we have the spiritual. And by that, I don't mean that we have necessarily a religious framework that we come from, but we might. More importantly, is that we are connected to all living things and that we have a vibrational frequency that does connect to all living things. So your animal knows when you're sad. You can make a plant healthy. There's a lot of interesting experiments out there that help us understand how even speaking negatively to a plant can destroy it. And by, you know, the opposite is speaking encouragement and loving tones to something that is living, we encourage it to thrive. So we have those four components. And what I typically will do is explain that if you don't have them in balance, then your life is not going to be what you want it to be. You won't be living your best life. And that's what the show is all about, is bringing guests on that help from their particular expertise explain how to live your best life. And today we have Dr. Amy Albright. And Dr. Amy is going to explain how, why, if you're, the title of it is, Why Isn't Your Success Making You Feel Better? And I think we've all been there, done that. And a lot of type A personalities, and I don't know that she's necessarily addressing that, but those of us that strive for success, whether it's in our personal life or maybe it's everything, you know, our working life, our personal life, our spiritual life, that we always want to be the best we can be. Sometimes even when you get there, it's kind of like, why aren't I happy? You know, why aren't I feeling the way I thought I would feel? And so Amy's going to help explain how that can happen more effectively than maybe you think. So as soon as I introduce the rest of the show, we'll get to Dr. Amy. The website is synergyconnectionradio.com. There's about 450 plus shows there now. And so you can go and listen to maybe a show that sparks your interest. There's a synopsis for each and every show. So just kind of scroll through the different pages and maybe you'll see the same name several times. And if you like that particular guest, you might want to binge on some of their shows. Mark Anthony is one of my favorite, and he talks from a spiritual point of view. And Mark and I will be talking in a couple of weeks now. But, you know, he connects with your angels and, you know, kind of gives you the message that life goes on beyond our physical form. All right. So also at that same website, you'll see a link to Boomers Forever Young. And Boomers is a nutritional supplement company. I've been using them for over 8 years now. I know it's what brought me through the whole COVID mess. I was one of those that did not take the vaccination because I knew on some level that it would be very detrimental to me to take it. And yet a lot of my friends did. Unfortunately, I'm seeing a great many of those people having health challenges today that they now know are linked to that particular vaccine. So if you go to Boomers, a lot of the things there are going to help you at least cope with some of those symptoms like lethargy and just not feeling, you know, your normal self. They have a brand new product, which is really pretty amazing. It's on cutting edge technology. They're still working on this scientifically. And yet this little company found a scientist who has done the miraculous, and that's to train your body to rebuild cartilage. And once we're in our 40s, we stop building cartilage and you use whatever is left in your body until you die. So if you're deceased at 90, you're probably at bone on bone. You're probably at bone on bone long before then. But this particular product, it's a liquid. It's called collagen. So cola, like Pepsi Cola, and then Gene. So Colagene. I started using it a couple of months ago because probably 10 years ago, I've been very athletic most of my life. And about 10 years ago, I had a torn meniscus. And so the surgeon who did the repair actually commented during surgery. I didn't hear him, thank goodness, but he did comment to his associate. She has 70% bone on bone on her right knee. And it was probably all the athletic things that I had done all my life because you wear and tear out faster when you do that. And so I didn't have any issues whatsoever until about maybe 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I began to have pain in that knee. And I started using a product then that helped with the pain and started with stem cell basically work, began to improve it because I didn't want surgery. This product is a liquid and it actually triggers your own body to rebuild cartilage. And so it's really quite fascinating. Like I said, it's a liquid, it doesn't have any flavor. You just put it in a glass of water, drink it, you're on your way. It blocks the pain signal on the sodium nerve channel. And so you don't feel the pain in that area, but it takes time to rebuild cartilage. So I've had people say to me, well, how long do I have to take this? Well, it's not going to be like a knee replacement. You're going to be taking this product probably for the rest of your life because, or at least a number of years in order to rebuild the cartilage. That doesn't happen overnight. We didn't wear out overnight. We're not going to rebuild overnight, but it does work. And if you want to avoid surgery, which I did and do, then it's a method that is a natural method. So go to the website. It's called Boomers Forever Young. The website itself is boomerboost.com. So BOOMERBOOST. And you can read about the inventor. See why it works, how it works on that website. And so go find it, see what you think. Everything that they do is 60%, or not 60%, 60-day guarantee. And you will be able to get your money back. If you don't feel like it's doing anything for you at the end of 30 or 40 days, send it back. Get your money back. So you have nothing to lose and maybe everything to gain. All right, Dr. Amy Albright, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lucy. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So this is an issue, like I said, for type A people in particular. As a therapist still, I work with a lot of these individuals who don't understand why they're not happy. Why am I so successful and yet I feel empty? And so I guess you're going to kind of address that.
Yeah, backing up, Lucy, I started working with peak performers probably about 25 years ago. So in the beginning, it was professional athletes, college level athletes. And then later, it was executives of really big companies. And then I moved into executives and founders of startup companies. So these are all people that are like type AA. I don't know how to put it, A plus. They're very, very driven. And I was just noticing that they weren't necessarily happy. And as I started to do brain work with my colleague about 15 years ago, we began to be able to understand some of the mechanisms of that in the brain, which I think is a really interesting aspect. I think what happens for so many of us, and this goes back to prior to cell phones, we can blame a lot on the dopamine that we're expending there and kind of what's happening for sure. I don't want to discount that. But just that there's things that I think have gone on inside of the minds of of those really, really driven type A folks. And I think it's true for everyone, which is that we get to something and we should experience a natural reward and we don't. And so we're on to the next thing. And I'm sure you've seen this. Somebody will have something really amazing happen, whether it's a serendipitous moment that they didn't expect, or whether it was something they've worked toward incrementally for years or even decades. And it happens, and they might feel happy for a minute, for 5 minutes. Maybe they don't even register at all. And maybe even the next day they go down, or soon after that, they go down into a slump because they realize that the thing that they were hoping for, connection, fulfillment, feeling good enough, all of those kinds of things, didn't get satiated by the event, the external event or the happening. And really how difficult it can be to be able to just be, let's say, happy in every moment, and then really happy when the big things happen that are amazing. But I think that we have really been trained outside of our center of gravity and into our mental, as you were describing it, into that mental capacity where we don't feel our body and we don't necessarily feel our emotions. We're not necessarily in the present moment. And we've lost track of what it's like to be able to feel in real time something that is so amazing. It can actually feel almost too vulnerable, I think, for some folks.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true because typically, at least what I have found is highly successful people have kind of a wall around themselves to protect themselves from negative comments or somebody trying to bring them down or hurt them in some way. And so they approach life a little bit differently than maybe the average guy who takes the slings and the arrows, so to speak.
And what it's like to build up that armor, and I think in a lot of the times they're driven by fear. I think so many people are not driven by the passion of how amazing it will feel to get that particular goal or to be successful, whatever successful is for them. They're measuring it in terms of monetary or in terms of what other people will think, or but not actually the derived feeling internally from accomplishing that. And I think that that can be it's a slippery slope because we're essentially building our lives often to please others and driven from fear. So along the way, it can also be really tricky for people. It can be very challenging to enjoy life as it is unfolding in the everyday moment because we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
Exactly. I don't know whether you saw the musical MJ on Michael Jackson's Life. If you get a chance, it's an amazing show. But he has a movie. I'm not going to say he, but the production team, whatever, came up with a movie that's being released soon, just called Michael. And it's basically the same thing as MJ, but it's not on the stage, it's in a movie theater. And Michael Jackson's father, I mean, most of us didn't understand the family dynamics of his life, but his father was just brutal on wanting to be successful for his own gain,
That's right.
not so much the family's gain. And so Michael was tormented most of his life, right till the very end, thinking, I have to keep doing, I have to keep doing. And he wasn't even working with his dad anymore at that point, but it was so embedded in way of looking at life. So what you're talking about, for those that maybe don't understand, that's a great movie to watch, to see how this can happen.
Yeah, I love that. It's so helpful to see deeply into someone else's experience and kind of how it's unfolded in their lives. Because we can often see pieces, none of us maybe being anywhere near as popular as Michael Jackson, but having had maybe a similar conversation or maybe a parent that had sort of that tone, or maybe it was a coach or a teacher or some other mentor. But we internalize those voices that are around us of pressure and measuring up. And I think that at the foundation, what we really most want, like the thing that I think has us feel successful, regardless of where we're at, is connection and love and self-love and all the things that come from connection with oneself and with the all that is, or with God, or with all beings, however the frame is for depending on the belief structure or the spirituality or the religion of the person. It could be a connection to God. It's really being able to be inside of that connected space and understand that there is something bigger going on and that we're a meaningful part of that is going on around us. And I think that that is the number one balm. You know, again and again, when I work with people, we bring them through these really advanced neurofeedback where we actually are changing how people's brains are functioning, and also a very spiritual retreat all at the same, you know, it's both the brain and spirituality at the same time. And just in this last one, we kept on coming back to the word love. And then one of the participants said, "Okay, wait, I get it. Everything comes back to love." And I said, "Yes." And so if we measure success based on that, which is the common denominator or the most important thing that we could possibly care about, which is things like love and connection, then we can be successful in the everyday moments. You know, but if we think that we're going to get love and connection, which is the thing that we're craving underneath the desire for the money or the title or the life that looks a certain way, what we really want is that. And if we can just go ahead and have that feeling of love and connection, then I really believe that we'll be more successful than if we're driven by the fear patterning, because that's how the brain works. That's how the energetics work.
Oh, yeah, the dopamines that are released. You know, when we are feeling happy, that motivates us to do more. I wrote a book, gosh, now about 10 years ago. Well, no, 8 years ago, I guess. And I'm actually doing a book signing this weekend with that book. But it's about three mice who move about the countryside in England right after World War II. And at the end of the book, you know, they talk about the fact that this young boy now understands that all there is love. If we truly work our life, because it focuses for children, I was in a school setting for quite a while, and you know, the kids that I would end up seeing in my office were kids that basically came from homes where there was a lot of trauma going on, emotional mostly, but sometimes physical. And so they were working it out at school. And when I would talk to them, I would, you know, be telling them, you know, look, our thoughts create our reality. And when they began to understand that if they changed their thinking, then at least a part of their life would change, because they weren't acting out what they were seeing. They had to change some of those patterns within themselves. That's what the book does, is, but I
That's
thought it
awesome.
was when you were talking about love, because love is the only reason that we're here on Earth. That's, and when we find
To love, to love and maybe to learn. That would be the only addition that I have is like the learning about love, love and learning about, you know, like, yeah. But, you know, I love what you're offering there. And I think that it's essential to understand that how we are as adults is framed as we are as children. And that the way that we are taught and our experiences, often those traumas still exist in the brain.
Yes, they
And
do.
not only, yeah, and then not only that, not only do those traumas still exist in the brain, but that we've ex actually inherited neurological functioning from our parents. And so we have to be really mindful about not judging ourselves, right? If you, so for instance, when you have a cartilage problem in your knee, as you were describing earlier, you're not thinking to yourself, I'm a terrible person because I don't have enough cartilage.
Exactly.
But what can happen for somebody is that they don't understand that their anxiety or their rumination or their you know, sleep issues or whatever all of these things are actually represent in the brain, and we can see them on an EEG and they can be corrected. But it's just like if you don't go to physical therapy, let's say you've sprained your ankle and you don't take care of it and you just try to walk and run on it like you normally would, it will hurt and you will feel weak. You will feel like an imposter if you're an athlete. You will feel whatever the feelings are that come up, you know, discouraged, hopeless. But if you actually can just go in and correct it, like in this case with a sprained ankle, you go to physical therapy or you see your acupuncturist or whatever you do, and then you get better. Right. And so just understanding that a lot of these places, the ways that we feel broken or the ways that we feel stuck or hopeless are actually very changeable. And it's just knowing how to get in there and create that change. Another piece that when you were talking about the children, I think that we all understand inherently that it's not good. Maybe not, maybe there's 1% of the population that doesn't get it, but most of us really get it. It's not good to hit people. It's not good to hurt people. You know, sometimes people are driven by something that they feel out of control about and they can't stop doing that behavior. They can't stop being, let's say, a fall down drunk. But I think that the thing that we don't look at enough in society, and it, this pertains to the topic of success, is the workaholism and the impossible standards and the perfectionism that we've all been trained and absolutely indoctrinated into. Our modern society is based on us being good factory workers, right? And that is not a good model. That is not necessarily a model for freedom and expansion or even getting to see daylight outside. So, that's that part of that Industrial Revolution leftover. But when we look at this anthropologically and we understand what it is to be human, that in a way that is timeless versus what it is to be human in this moment in time based on society's pressures, we can begin to understand then that we have made it normal. And not only that, but we've actually praised people for their hard work. For in many ways, what that means is they're overworking, right? Not just their discipline in a moment to solve a problem, but oh, you work 14-hour days, good for you, or you've got three kids and you work full time, and we're basically praising people for not getting enough sleep, freaking out their nervous systems, and then having a smile about it maybe at the end of the day, which is a great thing. I love it that people can remain strong and optimistic, but I don't want to have us live inside of the lie that we're supposed to push that hard because our brains and our bodies are not designed for that amount of long-term stress. Short-term, we can handle so much, but long-term, it really takes a toll. And we've been convinced that we should live that way, and then we feel like we're failing if we're not doing it perfectly, or if the kids aren't turning out the way we want, or we can't seem to get to the gym often enough, or whatever those things are. It's an impossible standard to reach when we're going from the level of the mind.
Yeah, I was thinking, that probably 25 years ago, that was a rule of thumb almost across the board. We've seen technological computer type companies that have gotten away from that a little bit. I mean, they actually have playrooms and they believe more in discussing things as teams. So it's not a burden, like just on one person to be successful. Something else I wanted to mention to you, and this is something you can look up if you don't know anything about it, because I just found out. There's a young Japanese boy, and when he was about 4 years old, he became fascinated with butterflies. And so he began doing research back then on, caterpillars moving to the chrysalis, moving to the butterfly, and noticing certain features about them. But the cool thing that he began to notice, and I see this with even human beings, is that there was, if you altered one part of their being as a caterpillar, that they took that with them, from generation to generation. So they might move as a caterpillar that he had a control group, and then he had, a group that he basically tried this with, and he used lavender. And there was research going on in other parts of the world on this as well. Simultaneously, he had found some. And so he began to think as a child that, what if I use lavender because what you're using is a bug killer? And so they're going to reject that. Lavender would have a strong odor, but it wouldn't necessarily be an insect killer. And what he found is that from generation to generation of caterpillars of the same family, they inherited that instinct, if you will, to not go down the channel as a caterpillar where there was the lavender. They went another direction. And I was thinking to myself when I looked at that, I thought, well, that would make sense to me for, if you believe in past lives, that we might inherit, a lot of different things on that genetic code that would help us understand people who are math geniuses at age six, or like Mozart was, being able to compose and play music at such a very young age. And if caterpillars can do it, I'm quite sure that people are doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's the idea of past lives, there's the epigenetics aspect, and then there's also the astrology, which I didn't used to take much very seriously, but in the last 10 years or so, I've really begun to appreciate. And some people are just born under the right set of stars, right? The planets are aligned in such a way that they're to be, famous in some way. And it's almost at that point part of their fate to step through that plan. So
If they, like a Michael Jackson, can better understand that he didn't have to accept his father's belief,
right.
then he would have had such a happy life. Because, I mean, he basically was a very good person, but he was driven, to the point of using medication, obviously, to achieve a lot of his final successes. How do you expand your consciousness? I know that was something that I saw on your information, and I was curious as to what your thoughts were on how do you go about expanding that?
Yeah, there are so many different ways. I would say that my point of view might be slightly different because of my background. So, as a doctor of Chinese medicine, but also an early pioneer out into the biohacking space, starting about over 20 years ago, I entered into that space. I would say that we can do, of course, the things such as meditation, but really anything that helps to attune our body and align our energetics via the meridian systems, of course, via the chakra systems. But also any of the equipment, like there's photobiomodulation, for instance, blinking lights over the eyes, that's done with music and things like that. It's incredible for what it can allow for a shift in the neural state in a very rapid amount of time. So I can't say that it's perfect for everybody. There are certain people that are too sensitive, or if they have a past of epilepsy. But for those that are that it's appropriate, which is the majority of folks, I think that devices like that can be incredible. I'm really a big fan of working with the brain to expand consciousness. I've been a student of the brain since I was in my since I was 18 years old. I started off as an atheist, actually, and I was studying the brain. And then I had a massive spiritual awakening, which of course was not planned when you're an atheist. You're not thinking,
No.
you're not thinking that's going to happen. But yeah, so I really have always understood at some level that our experience of reality is explained by the brain and also can be unleashed by working directly with the brain. So a lot of those, the neurofeedback therapy and other methodologies can be incredible to really directly augment how the brain is functioning. I'm not a big fan of the magnetic therapy. I've seen too many people massively injured. I think there's way too much risk, but there are really safe ways to work directly with the brain, and that's really what I'm an advocate for. But I think also expanding consciousness is, if we're going to step even aside from technology or specific practices, it would be as simple as remembering that we are a timeless soul on an endless journey.
Fair
And
enough.
that we're experiencing something right now, but not to get lost inside of that experience, not to get lost inside of that we have such and such gender, or our name is this, or our career is that. Those are all transient states as far as who we really are. To be able to understand that allows for a shift in perspective, so that rather than having our nose up against the glass of our experience of this lifetime, we can take a step back and actually we realize we're in a museum that's a gallery of paintings, not just one particular piece, right? And from that point of view, we can have the awareness to be able to allow different outcomes. And like you said earlier, shift how we're thinking and then therefore shift our lives. And that awareness, the authority to be able to shift how our perception is working in a moment, or be aware of ourselves inside of our own lives in that way, and that we have agency and choice, is, I feel, the underpinning of consciousness as far as how to navigate it while we're here in human form. So, and then something else that I really love as a very basic and foundational tool is actually available on our website, theholeonexperience.com. And that is, it's actually an energetic practice. It's kind of you experience it sort of like a meditation, but it's more than a meditation because you actually are learning how to, in one aspect of it, reset yourself into a sense of safety and reset your nervous system and how your brain and your body are working. And then in the next step, you are actually learning how to experience the oneness, not just think about it, but experience it with this very gentle breath. And once you've learned it via this 20-minute recording, and practice it just a little bit, maybe just once or twice, you can bring it with you anywhere in your life, even with your eyes open. So you can be, waiting for your turn at a traffic light or in the middle of a difficult conversation and utilize that breath and that practice in that way. And it will, over time, shape your neurology. Absolutely. But in the moment, it changes your awareness, your consciousness, so that you have more perception and you can feel the connection. You can feel the support from the divine or God in that moment, from the all that is.
Like it helps you back up again a little bit so you don't have your nose against the glass, like you were saying. That every experience, every adventure in life is helping you see life differently.
Yeah, it's all meant as learning. There's no such thing as punishment. There are a sense of recalibration of learning though. And yeah, and so for people to really be able to engage in life as it's an adventure, I love the quote from Rumi, live life as if it's rigged in your favor, and recognize that we are creators and that we are also a miracle. We cannot understand how our bodies are working still after all this study. We're living inside of a miraculous universe. We are miraculous beings. We are timeless beings. And with that approach to life then becomes a little more flowy, a little more easeful, and it can have so much more perspective or awareness and consciousness.
Very true. How are people able to find you if they want to be in touch? What is the best way?
Probably the website. If anybody is interested in the services there or just wants to hear more, they can check out the website, holonexperience.com. I also have quite a lot of other podcasts out. If people just wanted to, listen to me talk on various topics, please look for me wherever you have your where you find podcasts,
Okay.
and there's a lot more information. Yeah,
Okay.
just searching my name,
Okay.
Dr. Amy Albright.
Well, I really appreciate having you on the show today. And, it's life, like you said, is a miracle. It truly is. And I think, if you think of the adventure that a caterpillar has towards metamorphosizing into a butterfly, that is their miracle. But that's kind of who we are as people, is we start as infants. And it's that evolutionary process that takes us into adulthood and beyond. Are we open to the adventure? Maybe that's the question.
I love that.
All righty. Thank you again for being on the show. And I hope everybody will share this show with their friends, their family, have them go to synergyconnectionradio.com or on your favorite podcast. We are on all of the major platforms. And maybe just type in Synergy or the Synergy Connection Show, and you're going to find it that way as well. So go out there and please make this your very best life. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one. Bye bye.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.